With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Candidate for U.S. Senate in Montana who received an endorsement by former White House strategist Steve Bannon is keeping quiet after Bannon made comments critical of President Trump. In a statement, a spokesperson for Senate hopeful and state auditor Matt Rosendale said, quote, "Every endorsement Matt racks up speaks to his strength as a candidate, not the other way around." In October, Rosendale was endorsed by Bannon. This week, President Trump said Bannon lost his mind after making disparaging comments in a forthcoming book on the Trump administration. The president's lawyers have since filed a cease and desist letter against Bannon. Spokesperson Kyle Schmock won't say whether Rosendale will keep or drop Bannon's endorsement. It currently isn't listed on Rosendale's website, though it was announced along with a photo of the two men together on Twitter in October. That tweet from Rosendale's handle says, quote, "Met with Steve Bannon a few weeks ago, thrilled to have earned his support." According to his website, Rosendale has also earned endorsements from more than 30 Montana elected officials, U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, and prominent conservative national groups. Another Republican challenger, Kalispell physician Al Olszewski, says endorsements from outside interest groups and people like Bannon come with a caveat.
They're expecting that you're going to perform for them if you win the election.
Olszewski has not received any national endorsements himself.
The seat belongs to the Montana people, and interests outside of the state of Montana should take a back seat to the will of the people of Montana.
Another Republican challenger, Big Sky businessman Troy Downing, wouldn't comment on the Bannon endorsement specifically, but his spokesperson said in a statement, quote, "There are substantial issues that Montanans are facing which Troy wants to help solve, not be a part of irrelevant drama," end quote. When asked about the Bannon endorsement, GOP candidate and former Billings judge Russ Fagg didn't answer and instead touted his own endorsements, which included former state governors and congressmen. A spokesperson for the man Republicans hope to unseat, incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester, criticized the Bannon endorsement, saying Rosendale's, quote, "political hopscotch may work on the East Coast, but it shows he's not looking out for Montana. He's looking out for his own self-interest," end quote. I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.